When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Warrior! You landed on the Coach JV podcast. This is a raw, authentic podcast helping you understand the power you have inside of you to accomplish great things. I'm just going to warn you, if you're sensitive, this is not the podcast for you. But if you're ready to rise, let's go. Warriors, rise! Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Coach JV podcast. We talk about motivation, health, and life. I'm your host, Coach JV, your top health and mindset coach in the world. And what you believe in your heart, you think in your mind, will eventually become your words and become your reality. If you can see it in your mind, eventually you can hold it right here in your hands. What you repeatedly do gets ingrained in your subconscious mind. What gets ingrained in your subconscious mind becomes an unconscious activity. We're going to dive right in. Warriors, on Monday, we talked about on Merry Christmas, we talked about Christ consciousness. On the Tuesday, we talked about modern spirituality and Christ conscious. Yesterday, we talked about the awakening of Christ consciousness through meditation, mindfulness. You don't have to jump through a bunch of hoops and do vain repetition, guys. You can tap in, tune in. Why do I keep using that word? Tap in? I guess it just feels good. Tap in, tune in, because that's how it feels to me. Tap in, tune in, because when you tap in, internally, and you tune into the frequency, you can really feel it. And so today I'm going to talk about something, and I'm going to show you guys, give you guys a recommendation, because now as I've gone through this process, and it's going to be a short podcast because I'm going to have you guys go watch a documentary. I believe in Jesus Christ. I believe in Jesus Christ as the risen King, that there's a process that is being explained in the Bible that Jesus was trying to teach to us. Okay. And I'm going to recommend a couple things, guys. There's a book called Psychosmos. It's PSYCOSMOS, a synthesis of humanity and history and spirituality. So my coach is Matt. I can't even pronounce my coach's last name. His name's Matthew. He's one of the authors, Lemerick's. And he's just an absolute genius. Now they have an 800-page book that I'm going through my coaching program. And then they have a smaller book that is a synthesis of that. So I'd recommend the smaller book. It's a little bit easier. The bigger book's $100. I think the smaller book's $17. Now, the reason why I'm recommending this documentary now, because I think if you're listening to this, you're open-minded, right? And I feel very comfortable referring this or just sharing this with you guys, because when I first watched it, excuse my language, it fucked my brain up, guys. It really, really, really messed me up. I'm going to pull it up right now just to make sure I give you the right. It's going to pull it up on YouTube, so it's going to start for a second. Okay, so many different people. Okay, this guy put it out 2 years ago. So if you just type in, so don't do it while you're driving, but Z as in zebra, E as in Edward, I, T as in Tom, G as in golf, E as in Edward, I as in India, S as in Sam, T. Okay, so it's called Zygotus, the movie. It's a full documentary of social power structure and misinformation. Okay, the reason why I'm bringing this up to you guys, because if you're listening to my content, you probably are on the same page. And what you'll see in there is something that I've been taught through my coach and the deep inner journey that I've had, because I cannot see separation in humanity. I can't. I just can't, guys. When I was in my last trip to Peru, I'm okay saying this because I've been going there and getting, because I do a lot of work outside of Peru. And when I go there, it just keeps getting deeper and deeper and deeper. And on my last day in Peru, I was sitting there deep in the medicine. And the only way I can explain it is I was sitting there, just like Jacob said, I saw God face to face and I called it pineal. I was sitting with God, Buddha, Jesus, all these high level consciousness people. God's not a person. God is all things. God is no thing. I was sitting with presence. I was sitting with source. I was sitting with God. I was sitting in that essence and just experiencing the embodiment of how fucking special you guys are and how amazing you are and how beautiful you are. And I believe we all come here to experience all these different things, you know, the different levels of consciousness and all the, and God is expressing itself, his self, herself, whatever it is. God is expressive through you, through your creation. And what you'll see through that documentary, and you'll see through Matt's book, is that, guys, there's thousands of stories of Jesus Christ born to a virgin. You know, there's a star. It's all astrology. It's all the earth, the sun, the seed gives a seed to the earth. Gaia births. The mother births. The earth is feminine. The sun is masculine. Okay. The two become one. We come from the dust. We go back to the dust. Right? The father gives a seed to the mother. We give the seed to the mother. The son gives a seed to the earth. Without the sun, the plants can't survive. The plants can't thrive. Right? So we come from the matrix, the womb. The womb is defined as the matrix in the Bible. You come through the womb, through the living water, right? You're baptized. You come into earth to experience, and everything is inverted. From 0 to 8 years old, that's why Jesus said, get in the kingdom of heaven, be like this lowly child. You need to be creative. You need to be in the right hemisphere of the brain. You need to go up into the right like Moses did. Okay? You need to fish on the right side of the boat like Jesus told them to. And that's why there's a fish on the Christian's car and they don't even know that. It means wisdom. Maybe they do. No, sorry, I apologize for saying that. The fish means wisdom, and see how many fish they caught. You add that up. That's 9. That represents God and consciousness. Okay. 9's a very powerful, powerful number. They were fishing in the left hemisphere of the brain. He told them to fish on the right. And then he told them to walk out on the water, right? The water represents our body. Our body is the water, the earth, all these different things, guys. When you start to realize that the story has been repeated over and over and over again. And again, the winter solstice, guys, on December 21st, the sun goes down below the horizon. It goes up after 3 days. What does that sound like? Jesus died, rose in the non-physical. He rose in the physical, but he looked different. He was consciously different, right? And then Virgo, which is virgin, right? Born to a virgin. Virgo is active during that time after the 3 days, after the 21st, 22nd, 23rd. Then the risen sun comes, which is Christmas, Christmas, chrism, chimney. Santa goes up and down the chimney. All these different things, guys. But when you watch this documentary, if you have an open mind, you'll see that, guys, we're all the same. This is all misinformation. The devil's playground is to manipulate and mold us to be a certain thing that we are not meant to be. We are meant to create. We're meant to expand consciousness. And nobody's stopping you from being great, family. Nobody's stopping you from being great. Man, it's just so clear to me now why I am where I am today. It's because I finally stopped saying, I said, fuck it, man. I don't care what youth, I don't care what my mom thinks, I don't care what my dad thinks, I don't care what my family thinks, I don't care. I respect them, I honor them, I break bread with them, and I love them. But I do not mold or shape my life based on any other human being's opinion of me, only my relationship with God. Doesn't mean I'm not loving, doesn't mean I'm not kind, doesn't mean I don't seek wise counsel, doesn't mean like I receive wise counsel. What it means is I have a relationship with my Father, God. And my relationship is with Source. And there's no man nor woman that will stop me from being who I am meant to be based on my relationship with Source. So that's why I boldly proclaim my belief in God. That's why I'm financially free now, spiritually free, mentally free. And it has nothing to do with physical wealth. Physical wealth is here. But guys, if it all disappeared, I could redo it again. It's just a frequency. It's just an energy. It's going to be here to stay now because it is an energy. It's an embodiment. The world can go through whatever it wants. And I will go through the world that I create. Doesn't mean that shit's not going to happen to me. But what I do know is I get to control how I react to that. So I hope this information this week helps. I'm really diving into my expression of my spirituality, expression of my divine masculine. These topics are enjoyable to me to speak about. It feels good to me. I feel that humanity needs to hear this type of stuff. And I feel that this could help a lot of people that are stuck in that dogmatic religious structure that, you know, has told them that they're not worth it and they're sinners. And, you know, you got to do all this stuff and you got to jump through hoops. And guys, that doesn't work. It doesn't. I mean, it doesn't feel good, right? Your grandma tells you that you're going to a burning pit of hell if you don't. Guys, there's no burning pit of hell. We're in hell. This is hell. The carnal mind is hell, guys. And that person who's judging you, they're literally speaking from hell. The person who's constantly going on my Instagram and all this stuff and constantly judging me, like spending their time looking for someone to judge, that's hell. That's the carnal mind. It's lower frequency. Guys, you're not going to go to a pit of hell. You're not going to go to some burning fire. You're not going to get, you know, flipped over in a pan when you go down there. You guys, it's here and now. Heaven is on earth. To get in the kingdom of heaven is to be like these lowly children. That's why these sick fucks out there hurt children. Why do you think they're closest to God? Think about that for just these demonic, fucking evil ass people here on earth. They hurt children because they're closest to God. They're closest to source. So we got to rise up. We got to protect our kids through protecting ourselves, protecting our mind, protecting our ecosystem. You know, and man, you need to get your shit together, man. Like straight up, we have to get our shit together. We need to get our shit together. And I want to do it together with you guys, man. I don't want to be one of these guys out there, these podcasts are judging you. It's like, let's just do it. Let's just fucking do it. Let's stop talking about it. Let's get our dick out of our hands. Excuse my offensive people. Let's stop watching pornography. Let's, men that are single, stop fucking dating until you have your shit together. That's what a divine, until you can pay for your bills, manage your household, have your shit together, and you can bear a child and you can support a child and support them well where their mother can take care of the child and them, you know, whatever she chooses to do. But I'm saying if you cannot support a household with your one income, then you need to figure out how to do that. Because the woman, when she has a child, should be able to bond with that child. But if you don't have your shit together and you're planting your seed all over the earth, and that's why it says don't spill your seed everywhere, guys. We got to get control of that, man. And men who are married, stop fucking around on your wife. Stop. Just stop. If you're going to do that shit, leave her. Be honest with her. We have to stop doing this shit, guys. You have to stop doing that shit. Because if you do it to her, you do it to the other person, it's just going to keep repeating itself. And if your kids are, you know, your kids can feel that frequency, man. Man, we have to grow up. It's like the Roman days right now. We're in the fucking Colosseum, drunk off the wine. We got to get our shit together. Well, that took a turn really quickly, didn't it? Anyways, well, I love you guys. Again, I'm not casting judgment. I'm speaking to you guys. I'm speaking to my friends. I mean, this is how I talk to my friends, man. You know, if you're in my life and you're a man in my life, which there's very few men that I break bread with, I'm just being honest with you, because this is how I talk to them. Like, listen, we have to get our shit together, guys. We have to. We have to be better men. We have to be better for our community. We have to be better for our partners. We have to be better for our kids. You know, we have to work hard, man. We get one shot at this life. But also we have to have a great time. But we do it with ethics and morals and great standards. So I love you guys. I appreciate you. As we always say, warriors, rise. Get your shit together.